All right, just a tiny bit of background. Thank you, Rab, for mentioning about the Forecourts in your song. We were at the Forecourts today, the commemoration there. It was very an honour to be there. We're not political by any means at all. This is about the artistic contribution of the three of the poets are on the CD from the Signatories of the Proclamation, plus Connolly's song, which you'll hear later on. Tiny bit about Everlasting Voices, Gutter Minashiri. This is our third project, our first CD, but our third project. Previously, we've done Everlasting Voices, Gundashiri, which went to Japan and India, Dublin and Belfast as well. We played with the poets, our Nobel laureates' poetry. Not really George Bernard Shaw's poetry. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's pretty bad. So we used some of his aphorisms to mix in between wonderful poems by Yeats and Healy and Beckett. And then we did another show, Changa on Graw, which was 1,000 years of Irish love poetry. There's a lot of translation into English from Gabriel at that time, some of the ancient ones. A lot of Shan Nose music was involved in that, which you did everywhere. Aidan O'Kelly and myself, Eamon Goldove, with many, many instruments, the Eamon pipes, the saxophones. Incredible. We had 8 instruments all around and picked up one to play for different songs. It was a fantastic show. So this is our third one, and we just, every now and then we're coming in and we're sharing tracks from the CD. So we share about 8 tracks from the CD. The first one is the title track, Joseph Mary Plunkett, another of his poems here. I hear his blood, see his blood on the rose. So Gabriel's, Enda is going to be singing it in Irish, and the tune is by Cy Mullane, and I'll be speaking it in English.
And on the CD it's Sheila Denver singing, so I'm trying to be a little bit like Sheila, she's amazing at singing. So.
On Earth Slam Rose, Gach and Ralph the Glora, Art Nach the Fallen. Is written folks a your gallon
I see his blood upon the rose, and in the stars the glory of his eyes. His body gleams amid eternal snows, his tears fall from the skies.
Is laid of noon, shingach ein blau, a tarnach ag skalga ein. A vair noi is niche tau, a fuad sakari ein.
I see his face in every flower, the thunder and the singing of the birds are but his voice, and carven by his power, rocks are his written words.
Gach son dal a chriel vogn an tante fiel a chro a skach ein dal a chros is bio im a chen dille
all pathways by his feet are worn. His strong heart stirs the ever-beating sea. His crown of thorns is twined with every thorn. His cross is every tree. Easter poem, really, in respect. Now here's an impassioned plea for the Irish language, a poem by Roger Casement that has lain dormant for over a century. we have resurrected it and gave a Rosenstock's Irish language version of the poem, The Irish Language. It was recently published by the Socialist Voice.
The Freig Shiam Knuck is in Glown Tanga Freyan the Shan. So Lloyd Shakas in a Moun is Paul of Erangan. The Yilmer Tang on the Well, Erskilling Yal on Rina. Me Lihache Armeus Armiola, Aspe Bree, the Yilmer Arnuchas is Arangan on Hunter. Kaum gedaan de reeksien knuk is een glauw tanger kreem schan. Maar oor er een atten verlaar zijn er ach maar een vleim of oin gedaan en haar griehe ta lasser en boer van gaan ze glauw in de rin schraan ze smil is ze smoesig. Sechri, in ancient vi good and ogon, to forbjocht on a shan shali, a ogroig ar gaster, don law. In ain yal rashke vaun, mar oor, er an atten fev law, feng al grain a gun, khan.
It is gone. From the hill and the glen, the strong speech of our sires. It is sunk in the mire and the fen of our nameless desires. We have bartered the tongue of the Gael for a tongue of a pay, and we stand with the lips of us pale and all bloodless today. We have bartered the birthright of men that our sons should be liars. It is gone from the hill and the glen. The strong speech of our sires. Like the flicker of gold on the whin, that the spring breath unites, it is deep in our hearts and shall win into flame where it smites. It is there with the blood in our veins, with the stream in the glen, with the hill and the heath and the wains, they shall think it again. It shall surge to their lips and shall win the high road to our rights, like the flicker of gold on the whin, that the sunburst unites.
So I'm going to sing a James Connolly song. I believe he didn't write much poetry, is that correct?
No, he didn't write any poetry at all.
He didn't write any. So they've, Carl and Tristan found this song, and when it was put to me, would you sing this? I thought, wow, there's a lot of big, long words in that. Are you sure this is even singable? But, it is, and it's, yeah, I quite like it. It kind of made me think. It's not to especially Connolly. I didn't really know a lot about it, but through this song, Ireland isn't even mentioned once in it. So it's more workers and labour, as this is called the watchword of labour. So it's an interesting view on it. Just get me note here. Sorry, Hansi.
Oh, hear ye the watchword of labour, the slogan of those who'd be free, that no more to any enslaver must labour bend suppliant knee, that we on whose shoulders are borne the pomp and the pride of the great, whose toil they repay with their scorn, must challenge and master our fate. Then send it aloft on the breeze, boys, that watchword the grandest we've known, that labour must rise from its knees, boys, and claim the broad earth as its own. Then out from the field and the city, from workshop, from mill and from mine, despising their rot and their pity, we workers are moving in line to answer the watchword and token that labor gives forth as its own, nor toil till our fetters we've broken and conquered the spoiler and drone. Then send it aloft on the breeze, boys, that watchword the grandest we've known, that labor must rise from its knees, boys, and claim the broad earth as its own. Ay, we who oft won by our valor empires for our rulers and lords, yet knelt in abasement and squalor to things we had made with our swords. Now valor with worth will be blending when answering labor's command. We arise from our knees and ascending to manhood for freedom take stand. Then send it aloft on the breeze, boys, that watchword the grandest we've known, that labor must rise from its knees, boys, and claim the broad earth as its own, and claim the broad earth as its own.
He's on his knees right now. Right, Ledwidge's lament for Thomas MacDonagh has a poignancy when we remember that Ledwidge himself died in Flanders shortly after writing it. You remember it from your school days as a poem of exquisite internal rhyme. He shall not hear the bittern cry in the wild sky where he is lain. Gabriel has recaptured this internal rhyme in his transcreation of the poem.
Ni chlesi sem bwna o'n bwy, sysbeid i'n sain o'n lwy. Na canton hef na nen bîn os cywn, chwl na bors di. Na nŵr y heitig mort o garf o flos garg, treith nacht y mîn, bys blas yr cwrrag e hana, ffyr bwysyn yn chrom llun. Ach nŵr nach yn sy'n rhysglis môl, a ddigon fo ach yr holaf slon, sia clas y sia gêm na ffos, a haech gylwn rŵ ar y môl.
We now know with the benefit of hindsight and historical research, there's nothing black and white about the 1916 rebellion. And the poem that best embodies some of the political ambiguity about Easter Week is Yeats's Easter 1916, a poem which finds itself in the curriculum of many schools from here to India. Easter 1916, I'm speaking the first verse unaccompanied, and then Ender has a wonderful tune that he's composed for it. I have met them at close of day, coming with vivid faces from counter or desk among grey 18th century houses. I have passed with a nod of the head or polite meaningless words, or have lingered a while and said polite meaningless words, and thought before I had done of a mocking tale or a jibe to please a companion around the fire at the club, being certain that they and I had lived where motley is worn. All changed, changed utterly. A terrible beauty is born. That woman's days were spent in ignorant goodwill, her nights in argument, until her voice grew shrill. What voice more sweet than hers, when young and beautiful, she rode to harriers this man had kept a school and rode our winged horse. This other, his helper and friend, was coming into his port. He might have won fame in the end, so sensitive his nature seemed, so daring and sweet his thought. This other man, I had dreamed, a drunken, vainglorious lout. He had done most bitter wrong to some who are near my heart. Yet I number him in the song. He too has resigned his part in the casual comedy. He too has been changed in his turn, transformed utterly. Terrible beauty is born. Hearts with one purpose alone, through summer and winter seem enchanted to a stone, to trouble the living stream. The horse that comes from the road, the rider, the birds that range from cloud to tumbling cloud, minute by minute they change. The shadow of cloud on the stream changes minute by minute. A horse hoof slides on the brim, and the horse flashes within it. The long-legged moorhens dive, and hens to moorcocks call. And minute by minute they live, the stones in the midst of all. Too long a sacrifice can make a stone of the heart. Oh, when may it suffice? That is heaven's part. Our part? To murmur name upon name, as a mother names her child. When sleep at last has come on limbs that have run wild. Is it but nightfall? No, no, not night, but death. Was it needless death after all? For England may keep faith, for all that is done and said. We know their dream enough. Know they dream and are dead. And what an excess of love bewildered them till they died. I write it out in a verse, Madonna and McBride and Connolly and Pierce. Now and in time to be, forever green is worn. Changed, changed utterly. Terrible beauty is born. Many revisionists question Pierce's blood sacrifice and its legacy, but he and many of his contemporaries sincerely believe that their actions to free themselves from the shackles of empire were a last-ditch effort to save the soul of Ireland. Well, here now is Pierce's own testimony, first in Irish and in English.
A hoiden, a hoiden. is the Rallas Mahul at Agalagaston. The Holus the Shoal of Vinin Abinin is the Hulus Mahulus at Agalagagishin. The Vlashus the Vale of Ilshin and Ilshus the Hulus Mahri at Agalagavit. The Rallas Mahul is Mahulus the Hulus, the Hulus Mahri's Mavian the Hulus. The Hugus Mahul are an Ashling, the Hummus is an Road to Rome, my the Hugus. The Hugus Mughnush are in roads of Rome, erring Neve the Hemis are in Moss. The Yo.
Naked I saw thee, O beauty of beauty, and I blinded my eyes for fear I should stare. I heard thy music, O melody of melody, and I closed my ears. For fear I should falter. I tasted thy mouth, O sweetness of sweetness, and I hardened my heart for fear of my weakening. I blinded my eyes, and I closed my ears. I hardened my heart, and I smothered my desire. I turned my back on the vision I had shaped, and to this road before me I turned my face. I have turned my face to this road before me, to the deed that I see, and the death I shall die. Change now. We have ended with a new song. It's not on the CD, it's called Sackville Street, but I'm sure to introduce more about this.
Thanks. So a friend of mine, Enda Cullen, is a lyricist, and every now and then he sends me a lyric to melodize or turn into a song. So this is one he sent me last year. He's ahead of the game, like. It's called On Sackville Street, which was the name of O'Connell Street, and it's from the perspective of the wife of a man who died that day, or during Easter week, and so it's kind of in the air just a few days later. So it's kind of still full of a lot of. She doesn't know what was it for, what was he dying for, and was it just stupid, or what was it kind of thing. So, anyway, I hope you enjoy.
But his second love far in his heart, lived Ireland fast. He'd do everything he must to see our people free. This week he fell on Sackville Street, where the south side and the north side meet. King George's bloody gunboat beat my Jimmy until dust. Some say he's a hero, for others he's a fool, or just a man who fought and failed to end the tyrant's rule. If Holy Mary hears me, her comfort I shall seek, for every daring fool fell on Sackville Street. On Easter week, on Sackville Street. My heart lies scalded on the ground, and silence is the only sound. Hangs o'er Jim's blessed Dublin town, and tears will wash his soul. Whispers carry comrades' names, I pray they haven't died in vain. Hope things may ne'er be the same on Sackville Street on Easter Eve. Some say he's a hero, for others he's a fool, or just a man who fought and failed to end the tyrant's rule. If Holy Mary hears me, her comfort I shall see. I was but his second love, for in his heart lived Ireland first.
One day
we'll meet if God is good on Sackville Street, on Easter week, on Sackville Street, on Easter week.
More poem on this theme, and as someone already did an Eva Gore-Booth one, we thought we'd again we'd include one from Eva Gore-Booth. This is spoken by Geraldine Plunkett on the CD. She makes a few of her poems. This one is called Heroic Death. Yeats asks, was it needless death after all? Eva Gore-Booth is unequivocal in her reply in this poem. No man shall deck their resting place with flowers. Behind a prison wall, they stood to die. Yet in those flowerless tragic graves of ours, buried, the broken dreams of Ireland lie. No cairn-heaped mound on a high windy hill, with Irish earth the hero's heart enfolds, but a burning grave at Pentonville, the broken heart of Ireland folds. Ah, ye who slay the body, how man's soul rises above your hatred and your scorns. All flowers fade as the years onward roll. Theirs is the deathless wreath, a crown of thorns.
So I'm up for another song. This is a song I had half written a few years ago, and it's kind of another commemoration or celebration from 100 years ago, but it's a bit different. This is 1915. Einstein came up with the general theory of relativity, and the following year he predicted that there would be gravitational waves. So there's a bit of randomness for me now, but they found that there's a thing called LIGO, which is the Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory, which there's two of them in the States, and because both of them picked up this signal that kind of moved, they were able to tell that it was, they're able to tell, it made this sound, whoop, and because of that, when they turned it into sound, that is, it's very small, a lot smaller, and they were able to tell that it was two black holes that were going around each other about 1.3 billion years ago, and that they formed one, and as they formed one, they put these ripples of space-time moving through the universe, and that we heard it was earlier this year somewhere, I think.
Yeah.
So anyway,
cool,
it's kind of cool, yeah. So this is a song. This song was waiting for that to happen for me to finish. So it's called Gravity. It's called Gravity, or the love song of two encircling black holes. So it goes like this. Gravity is a part of me, it's a part of you. And the whole cosmos too. Some say in gravity exerts a force on me, just like you and me, but it's general relativity. You know, Einstein, you know, it's all about you. Cause you exert an inertial force on me. Some call it love, I call it gravity. Gravity. Oh, your loving soul, it's a big black hole. Now you drag me in, keep me in this spin, and now I know I'm never gonna let go.
and time. And in a billion years, they might hear I chime with their light go.
Then they'll know
I'm never gonna let you go. Hawking knows.
Oh, Hawking.
Roger Penrose knows. And now LIGO knows.
5 minutes. Oh, we haven't got much time. Okay, thank you. We're just going to quickly do a couple of poems by Yeats. Last year, we were in Japan and they asked us to do more Yeats poems because of the Yeats commemoration. And we did some more again for the commemoration culture night in Dublin last year. So we did The Fisherman. Just, you know all about The Fisherman, hopefully, anyway, about the people he's ranting about. Let's do the poem. Although I can see him still, the freckled man who goes to a grey place on a hill in grey Connemara clothes at dawn to cast his flies. It's long since I began to call up to the eyes this wise and simple man. All day I'd looked in the face of what I'd hoped would be to write for my own race. And the reality? The living men that I hate, the dead man that I loved, the craven man in his seat, the insolent, unreproved. And no knave brought to book who has won a drunken cheer, the witty man at his joke aimed at the commonest ear, the clever man who cries the catch cries of the clown, the beating down of the wise and great art beaten down. Maybe a 12 month since, suddenly I began, in scorn of this audience, imagining a man, and his sun-freckled face and grey Connemara cloth, climbing up to a place where stone is dark under froth, and the downturn of his wrist as the flies drop in the stream. A man who does not exist, a man who is but a dream, and cried, before I am old, I shall have written him one poem, maybe as cold and passionate as the dawn. Thank you.
This was written in 1916, I think, by Yeats again. We did a whole play of Yeats' stuff, and some Beckett and Kyle was talking about it earlier. This one is, it's called The Wild Swans at Cool, and I think it's this one that when you go into the Yeats exhibition in Dublin, which is pretty illuminating, I found that. This one, I was looking at his notebook on plasma screen, and I think he had 34 or so rewrites of the one poem, and I thought that was very patient of him. Well, I'm not that patient, but anyway, just...
The trees are in their autumn beauty, woodland paths are dry, under the October twilight, the water mirrors a still sky. On the brim water, among the stones, are 59 swans. The 19th autumn's come upon me, since I first made my count. I saw before I had well finished all the sunny mountains scatter wheeling in great broken rings upon their clamorous wings. I looked upon those brilliant creatures, and now my heart is sore. it's changed since I hearing at twilight the first time on the shore.
The bell made on their wings above my head.
Trod with a lighter tread. Unwearied still over my lover, they paddle in the cold, companionable streams or climb the air. Their hearts have not grown old,
passion or conquest, wonder where they will.
Attend upon them still. Now they drift on the still water, mysterious, beautiful. On what bushes will they build? By what lake said you
cool the light men's eyes?
I know I need something
to find a flown away.
The Everlasting Voices, where we got that title from. Gabriel's translated into Irish, so it's going to be sung by in Irish. I'm going to speak it in English first of all. It's very short, so please bear with us. But then,
should you do the chorus first?
Yeah, it's very easy.
Please join in.
Sweet everlasting voices, sweet everlasting voices, sweet everlasting voices.
Enjoy it.
Sweet everlasting voices, sweet everlasting voices, sweet everlasting voices.
Watch it. Yes. So Carl's going to start it out.
Oh, sweet everlasting voices, be still. Go to the guards of the heavenly fold and bid them wander, obeying your will, flame unto flame, till time be no more. Have you not heard that our hearts are old, that you call in birds, in wind on the hill, in shaken boughs, in tide on the shore? Oh, sweet everlasting voices, be still.
Oh, sweet everlasting voices, sweet everlasting voices, sweet everlasting voices. Oh, sweet everlasting voices, sweet everlasting voices. Everlasting voices. I've got a bit of sherry, biggie cumin. Here, biggie quick guard, Yvonne Rock never. It's part of the Arundelic fauna of the river, the Lasser, free Lasser, putting up on the mountain snow. Down to the ship, our friend, our green. Ancient snails, the glaring gnome, the gay chronox, the teeter and trot. I wanna be the cheery killer. Oh, sweet everlasting voices, sweet everlasting voices, sweet everlasting voices. Oh, sweet everlasting voices, sweet everlasting voices. Sweet everlasting voices, sweet everlasting voices.